From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise trip to the U.S.-Mexican border on Thursday as her husband's administration seeks to quell a firestorm over migrant family separations. Her visit comes one day after U.S. President Donald Trump moved to end the practice of splitting migrant families, which had prompted outrage at home and abroad. AP Sagar Magani reports on the unannounced visit from Mrs. Trump.
The First Lady stepped into a facility housing 55 kids, asking the staff how the children are when they arrive.
What kind of stage, physical and mental stage they come here?
Program Director Roy De La Cerda told her they're usually distraught, but the staff helps them.
To reassure them that they are in a safe place.
Saying we treat them as if they're our own. The First Lady's visit came the morning after her husband ended the policy of separating kids from their parents.
It really bothered her.
She asked detention center officials how to help the kids be reunited with their families as soon as possible. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Republican lawmakers were forced to delay a high-stakes vote on the immigration crisis until next week. The vote was pushed back multiple times after lawmakers said they failed to resolve differences on key issues. Mike McCall is a Republican congressman from Texas.
This is one of the better, if not best, conferences I've been to, where everybody's trying to come together as a team so we can get to 218 and get this across the finish line.
The Republican-controlled House defeated another more conservative immigration bill on Thursday. And we have much more coverage of the immigration issue on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of supporters of Turkish opposition candidate Muharrem İnce packed the Aegean port city of Izmir Thursday. İnce had energized the opposition ahead of Sunday's elections and told the mass of people that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is an arrogant man who looks down on others.
Erdoğan'ın 16 yılda dost kalabildiği bir kişi gösteremezsiniz.
He's saying after 16 years, you cannot name one person he's friends with. Erdogan is now a tired man. He is an unexcited man. He's looking down on people. He is an arrogant man. Analysts say that Erdogan remains the favorite to win another term in office, even if İnce forces a runoff in Sunday's vote. İnce has support on the mostly secular Aegean coast, but Erdogan has a bedrock of support in the more religiously conservative Anatolian regions. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the transatlantic alliance remains strong despite differences with President Trump. Speaking in Britain, Stoltenberg said while Trump and European nations differ on policy, they continue to act on issues such as terrorism, cyber warfare, and other defense issues. NATO has been disturbed by Trump's America First stance, his characterization of NATO as obsolete, and his recent criticism of U.S. allies at the G7 summit in Canada. According to the United Kingdom's two most powerful financial figures in the government, increased openness, not protectionism, is the best way to ensure Britain's prosperity in a rapidly changing world. Treasury Chief Philip Hammond and Bank of England Governor Mark Carney spoke at a banquet Thursday. They said financial and trade connections with the rest of the world will help maintain Britain's economy stays strong as the country leaves the European Union, adjusts to technological advances, and copes with an aging population.
We must commit to being the most open market in the world, open to competition and open to talent.
Hammond also said, quote, if we are to retain and entrench our position as the world's leading financial center, we must act now to secure it in the face of global challenge. One more U.S. Embassy employee in Havana, Cuba, has been affected by mysterious health incidents, according to the State Department. The U.S. says the incidents in Cuba started in late 2016, and a total of 25 Americans have been affected by a mystery ailment. Those affected have complained of strange sounds, possibly related to a sonic attack. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.